everybody except for like an echoey thing.
Then you sound really good. You, like when you hear yourself, it's gonna sound weird. Tisha,
can you hear anything, Jeff?
That's not annoying at all. You calling Jeff. Your name over and over again.
Can I'm gonna
you hear anything.
Yes,
are
I hear you.
Recording right now.
I hear nothing.
Are you recording right now?
Yes.
Welcome to another episode of Drink Before You Think.
Wait.
My name is Alex, and I have with me tonight.
I feel like I'm being left out.
Who do I have with me tonight?
Hold your goddamn face.
Jeffy's here, and he's probably the most sober by a mile.
Yeah. How about who else is with me right now?
Every day we're sick.
Who else is with me? Please introduce yourself.
Every day we're sick.
I can't hear you.
You're good. I can hear you. You don't have to quit switching. Introduce yourself.
Is it plugged in into the headphone?
Please introduce yourself. Well, first of all, you dumbass motherfucker.
Every day we sick.
First of all, I want to tell you right now, you're a fucking idiot. I've known you for a very long time, but I just want to let you know you're a fucking idiot.
Every day we sick.
Can you hear us?
Every day we sick. Every day we sick.
Can you hear
I can hear myself.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Every day we sick.
Because like, you had it connected
wrong.
The
cords back.
Who's with you? Who's with me right now?
Me and Jesus and God.
I just want to let everybody know
the Holy Trinity.
I want to give
the
it this
Holy Spirit, Jeff.
Talking to the mic.
I want to give
the Holy Spirit.
I want to give a disclaimer tonight. I just want to let the listening audience know that me and Hedda have been drinking for a very long time now.
I like how you have your mic.
Jeff.
I'm going to have it too.
Jeff decided not to hang out with us today because he had parental duties and husband duties.
Yeah, I was busy.
Mr.
But,
Mom.
This is great in
me
itself.
Me and Hedda have been drinking since 12:45 today.
Where'd you go?
And right now it's currently 7:19 right now.
Are you timing us?
Right now it's 7:19 and me and Jara have been drinking since 12:45.
I feel like we were at a restaurant before that though.
We went to
I feel like we did other things.
Well, okay, so me and Hedda started off tonight at Revolver Brewery in Granbury, Texas. Shout out Revolver.
Owned by Miller Coors.
Don't shout them out.
Owned by Miller Coors. Not really
sellouts.
Shout out Miller Coors.
Shout out Miller Coors for buying Revolver. But we were out there earlier.
It's only been like 2 years or something like that.
And that place is a lot different than what I remember it.
Well, we went when it first opened. And even then, like 6 months later, they added more stuff.
Me,
and that was like 5 years ago.
Me, you.
No, more longer than that.
Had a... Big Alex,
Chad,
Danny, we all went.
Chad and Scott.
We went out there, like when they've been open for a month, and they were really small.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Hedda went out the other day with a friend from work. Tisha went, Joni went, and they're a lot bigger than I remember them.
Wait, who the people that we went are a lot bigger?
No. The brewery. No, you can't say midgets.
It was like, I'm sorry.
You can't say midgets.
What's the correct term?
Little people.
Were the little people running the brewery like Willy Wonka's? Like, you
exactly.
Know,
Oompa's. Like, it was like a brewery factory. But we went out there and they do 4 8-ounce pours. And like, I took Tisha and I bought her a band. So I had 7.5 beers at Revolver.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good right now because I took a nap on the way to...
When did you take a nap?
I took a nap on the way to the restaurant we went to eat at.
So you took a nap after we left the brewery?
Yes. We went to Mezcali's in Sansom Park, and I had 2 margaritas there.
Yeah.
And then we came here.
And then?
And then I drank.
And then?
And then.
And then?
And then.
And then?
And then me and... This is going to be a really sloppy episode. Sorry, Sassu. Jeff.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is going to be the best of.
Right yeah. Now. So because, like I said, I'm, I don't know about Hedda, but I'm
pretty drunk. I'm feeling
right
good.
Now. Like I've had
I'm
a little drink today.
Do you want a beer?
Well, I want to.
I do want a beer. Actually,
over there.
I know. I tried calling Tisha, but she doesn't want to give me a fucking.
I think
beer.
You guys are ready.
You
to
should
do
call
it.
Her on her phone.
Okay. Yeah, call her. I think you guys in your inebriated state are ready to do what I really want to do with this podcast.
What time did you get here?
He got out here like 10 minutes ago.
And then as I walked in, your wife slapped me in the face.
Well, you know, Hedda told her to do that. So that's on Hedda.
She just does whatever Hedda says?
Sometimes.
Yeah, because I was very upset that Jeff wasn't here on time.
I feel like Jeff...
I don't even know what the time you were supposed to be here.
Exactly.
But I was just like, slap him. He's supposed to be here on time.
And she did it. I don't know why. I think she's trying to impress her friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She is white, so.
She is. And we always.
Yeah.
I don't care what y'all have heard, but we're always trying to impress the white man or the white woman.
White friends.
Yeah, that's what we do here at Drink Before You Think. Quick shout out to North Texas.
It is. Oh, yeah. He's on Instagram and Twitter.
He is.
It's NTX Beer. Hold on, let me look him up. But he's been.
Who is this?
It's a local.
He shouts us out.
What?
He shouts us out on Instagram.
Yeah, he gets
on, Twitter.
Sorry, say that again.
He shouts us out on.
Oh. Twitter. Should I be playing music?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, push play on something, man.
I thought I tried to play music.
Oh, I had probably didn't turn the volume up. Oh. Hold on a second.
Turn on music. Okay. Well, while you're doing that, it's NTX Beer. That's his. North Texas Beer. He's a. Whoa! That's really loud.
That's me. My bad.
Yeah, that's on you. But he's been giving us shout-outs, along with a lot of other local podcasts, some who talk more beer than we do, for sure. We're more like, you know, we generally talk a little bit about beer, but we're more
drinking about. Yeah. We're drinking while we're recording.
Yeah. More about consuming it than talking.
Yeah,
about it.
So definitely listen to those guys. If you turn into this podcast and you're like, oh, they're going to talk about beer. No, we're drinking beer while we're recording, or we've been drinking beer before we started. But yeah, NTX Beer.
Yeah, for the Instagram, it's NTX underscore beer.
Yeah,
follow those guys. On Twitter, it's just NTX beer. And
follow those guys. They're local beer guys. They shout out us all the time. So shout out to you guys. Thank you again for mentioning us. I know we're not really what y'all do, but I appreciate the shout out. Shout out to Talented Slackers, at Talented Slacker.
Why?
On Twitter.
Why? Why?
Because my brother-in-laws are part of that podcast. Are they? I'm a part of that podcast can be.
I forgot about that.
And they really want to be like us. Like, they try really hard.
I feel like they do, yeah.
Yeah, they try really hard. They have this shorty that came out the other day. It's really good. Listen to it.
Oh, a
but
shorty.
It, but the shorty, it sounds a lot like a half pour.
Okay.
But it's still 30, 40 minutes too long.
Yeah.
But listen to them. I mean,
I feel like that's every week for them.
If you want to.
I listen to them.
If you want, we have no beef, by the way. It may sound like we got beef with them, but
we can start beef.
We're brother with me. Brother podcast. What was the hashtag I did on Instagram?
I don't know.
Or Twitter was like brother.
Whatever it is, we'll take them out.
Brother podcast.
We're the big brother podcast.
They don't drink. They talk about other stuff they do besides beer. They're more natural.
We can out
the natural.
We got a drink. Hold on.
Will you bring me a beer, please?
We can out podcast.
They're more of a natural from the earth type of people. They do stuff from the earth.
That sounds gay as hell.
They do stuff that grows. Mother Nature gives them, and they like to put it in a bowl and smoke it.
I feel like if they're about movies and stuff, like
they are.
They're not about the movies that I like, so I don't care.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Listen to what. Yeah, I'll take one.
They watch good movies.
I don't care about their opinions.
They
you know what? Speaking of movies, by the way,
they watch good movies.
A couple weeks ago, I saw probably one of the funniest best movies I've seen is called Slice.
Is that the pizza one?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Ever?
Yeah, ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Better than Shawshank?
No, but not better than Shawshank.
Because Shawshank is a damn good movie.
Shawshank is good.
Yeah, it is. I love Shawshank. That's one of my top five.
Shawshank and then Spy Neighbor is number two.
Disturbia?
Yeah. And then Slice is a B, number three for me.
What's that movie about?
It's about, it's like this weird, it's a pizza place that was built on a old Indian burial ground or
Pet Cemetery,
something like that. Yeah, some shit like that. And then they're being haunted, and it's like this.
It sounds like Poltergeist.
There's this wolf guy, and he's killing people. And it's the best movie I've ever seen in a while.
For a scary movie.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to give a shout out.
I recommend Slice to everybody.
I want to give a shout out to
anything that Paul Scheer does.
You love that guy, right? He's the guy from what's that podcast?
The League.
How did this get made?
No, how did this get made?
And what's the other one?
I don't know. I don't know his other ones. I only know how did this get made.
No, the other podcast that he does.
I don't know. I only know how
did
this.
You do know.
I don't.
Undisputed or some shit that?
The only one I've ever listened to.
They do the top 100 movies of all time.
Oh, okay.
I want to give a quick shout out to Gilbert from the Talented Slackers. Yesterday, I went to go watch Venom. His friend.
Saw
it? Yeah, I did. His friend and his family and friends. They rent out a theater. They rent out one of the smaller ones.
Wait, what?
It was his family.
They rent out a whole theater?
A whole theater. It's like 67 seats. It's the smallest one they have.
Why?
And they rented it out for Venom. And he told me about it, and I bought 3 tickets. Me and the boys went. It was $10 a ticket. I watched.
Wait, so you rented out a whole theater?
No. Gilbert and his family did.
Okay.
And
so then, what does this have to do with you?
I went to it.
Okay.
If you let him finish,
I don't. I went to it, and they had food, they had drinks, and it was fucking awesome.
Okay.
Like if you listen to Talent Slackers, I rarely go to the theater. Because there's so much anxiety involved with that, with people talking. But this was a family friendly.
These are people you could tell to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care. I don't care to tell.
But they didn't talk because they all love movies, so they know to be quiet. So it was nice to watch a movie and not have the anxiety about people talking. And they had food there. They brought in outside food. They had pizza. They had
what theater was this?
This was the Rave in Ridgemont
Mall.
They let
you bring out outside food?
Yeah. Well, they rent the theater.
How
is what they do?
Okay.
They rent one theater. They rent the theater for one showing.
Right, of course.
And they bring in food from the outside. They had pizza.
That's like the stipulation they let you.
Yeah,
they I do. Mean not a stipulation, but a bonus.
They,
like, hey, you don't have to buy our food if you.
Well,
run
they can. Well, because they know somebody that works at Ridgemont Mall.
Oh, okay.
At the Rave Theater, so they do this.
Mexican.
They do this a lot, and I finally he's invited me plenty of times to go to this.
This is man, you weren't invited.
And I went out and I watched it and I had a blast.
I'm very upset.
So thanks, Gilbert. He does a podcast with me on Talented Slackers.
What's the podcast?
Talented Slackers. His name is, follow him on Twitter, @GilDiaz9927.
Okay.
He's an awesome guy.
I'm not going to do that.
He's probably the smartest guy on Talent Slackers.
This personal viewing.
He's the smartest guy on Talent Slackers. I just want to let you know.
All right.
I feel that's true.
I just want to say, Gilbert.
I'm not arguing with that, I'm not going to follow him on Twitter because this is very upsetting that I was invited to.
Why did you
want to
watch Venom?
Probably not, but I mean, I feel like
But you were gonna probably say no.
I don't. You know what? I would have gone.
You think?
What day was this?
Well, he's saying they're gonna do Halloween next. So do you want to see Halloween?
The new one?
Yeah, the new one.
No, not really.
Okay, exactly. Jeff?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, Jeff. What you drinking? What are you drinking tonight, Jeff?
Another homebrew, a mystery homebrew.
Oh yeah.
I forgot what kind it
did
is.
Did you taste it?
Yeah, I just came here with a.
You don't know what it tastes like?
I forgot what... No, I do. It's the same as the one I had last time, but I just don't remember what it is.
Okay.
And I didn't care to look up...
what it was?
Yeah, I have the sheet somewhere.
Do you?
Yeah. I keep all those in case I want to remake them. And I like that one. I didn't like that one.
What about you, Hedda? What are you thinking
about?
Yeah, me
too. I'm Mystery, whatever.
Mystery Ultra.
Michelob Ultra is what I'm about.
I'm drinking Michelob Ultra as well. I would like to say Thursday night I went to Wild Acre.
What's that?
What's
that
mean? That's another...
explain yourself.
Another North Texas brewery. Another craft. I had the...
How was it? What'd you drink?
I drank... What did I drink?
Beer?
I drank their Bock beer, which was...
Billy Jenkins?
I had their Billy Jenkins.
Yeah.
And I do.
I really like their stout.
They didn't have it that night.
Yeah,
that was really upsetting. They didn't have it. They were brewing
this was
it
Wednesday night or Thursday night.
But shout out to them because there was a bartender there. I don't know if they're really a bartender.
You're just ratting them out. That's all
no. There was somebody serving beer that night that didn't give a fuck. And I won't name him or her, but I got 5 pours that night.
Ooh.
So shout out to you. You know,
sure,
if you're listening,
never
to this,
happened.
If you know who this is, if you know who you are, then shout out to you.
Did you tell him about our podcast?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
He should have.
And then we're at Revolver. I had the Blood and
Honey.
You think
shout out would have mattered? Because otherwise, it does not matter.
Maybe they will.
You know, I was thinking of ways to promote, and one of the ways I want to do it is like, you know how those people come up to you with, they'll have stuff to sell and they act like they're deaf? And they got the little cards and they hand you the cards. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
I'm going to be like, here's a podcast. Hi, I'm deaf.
It's homeless people.
Like,
they're all promoting their podcast.
Yeah. But I'm going to go up with the little card and like, hi, I'm deaf.
Hi, I'm Jeff or hi, I'm deaf.
Deaf. My name is Miguel. I'm deaf. Like,
I'm deaf.
I'm not going to use my real name.
But
go
podcast.
Out. And people are, you know, there's nothing to buy except to, you know, all you have to do is subscribe.
Okay.
But do you think that would be a good idea?
Just that go would be a great idea.
But did, if you want to put yourself out there like that and just like just don't care about your family and just...
Yeah, just don't go to work.
Hey wife. hey, kid. Hey, baby girl. I'm going to go promote my podcast right now. Just put your life on hold.
Yeah. And then when I get... So but I'm going to pretend I'm deaf and that I do have a podcast.
You're deaf or you're deaf?
Deaf. With a D.
And what sounds the same when you say it, man.
I'm deafy.
Hey,
that's probably how I would say it if I was deaf.
I'm deafy. quick side note. Natalia, I picked her up, my little girl. Okay. I picked her up from school the other day. She's elementary school, okay?
Oh, my God.
And I picked her up the other day, and, you know, I picked her up from school, and we're driving home. And she looks at me, and she's like, Mr. Zeke listens to your podcast. And I'm like...
What grade is he in? What grade does he teach?
She's in fourth grade.
He's does he teach?
He doesn't teach a grade. He's like a general and, like, I don't know what he does.
A counselor,
he's like
maybe?
No, he's not a counselor, but he's like a general, like, whatever.
General, like an army?
Thing, no.
An army? Like, they had the recruit?
No, he doesn't teach a
daughter's
class.
Daughter's elementary?
He kind of does everything. He used to do the after-school program.
Is he like the black guy on...
No. Well, he's younger than us.
Cody and Zach or whatever.
I think he's Hispanic. Sweet Life. So, Mr. Zeke, if you're listening to this podcast, shout out to you.
Why? How does he know about it?
I don't know which podcast he was listening to. Because Natalia said, Mr. Zeke told me he listens to your podcast. And I was like, oh, shit.
How does he know about possibly
I have no idea. I don't have him. I don't think I have him on anything.
I don't know, on social media account.
I don't know if he's listening to Talented Slackers, which is I'm a part of, or he's listening to this one. But if you listen to this one, Mr. Zeke... Shout out to you.
I feel like we should have Mr. Zeke on this.
Ignore everything you've heard and everything I've said.
No, I feel like we should have Mr. Zeke.
I pray that you're listening to Talent
Slackers.
We
need to continue this shout out streak we got going
on. Do we?
Yeah. If you listen to this podcast, Mr. Zeke, please contact us and then we'll have you on.
Call us on the phone line.
No, 682-233-2009.
Leave a message. Oh my God. We'll play it on one of the episodes. Memorized. Future episodes.
Yeah. Sure.
So, y'all got any more shout outs?
Well, I'll think of some here in a minute.
Okay. The other day.
Shout out to the man upstairs.
Yeah. The one that keeps us going.
Jez's?
No.
The one that keeps us going.
No, there's some guy lives above me.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Man. What's his name again?
Billy.
So.
Billy upstairs goat.
We did an episode the other day about manscaping. Well, we talked about
that.
Talked about it a bunch of bit. And so a while back, I was talking to Jera over here. Jera, Hera, hey. Whatever you want to call him.
Deffy.
Jera. And I remember a while back, I was talking about what he does with that your hair between your ass crack.
Yeah.
And he told me
your ass hairs, your ass pubes?
No, yeah, your ass pubes. Like the ones right in the crack. Not the ones on the outside, like right by the sphincter.
By the butthole.
Yeah, by the butthole. And Hedda told me it's like he recommended using Nair shower gel. So I remember that, and it's like I've been meaning every time I go to Walmart I try to buy it, but I've always forgotten. So this is probably almost a year later. I was finally at Walmart and I bought Nair shower gel. And the way it works is you're supposed to put it on before you get in the shower. And you're supposed to leave it on for at least 2 minutes, but not more than 10 minutes.
So, start to burn after 10 minutes?
So I got some and
it takes off more than hair.
I lathered it between my butt cheeks and, you know, right in the crack, like really close to my butthole.
Right.
And Nair isn't really like, it's not designed for the sensitive areas.
Yeah, but it's shower gel. What does it state on the box? Like, what its primary? Does it say intimate areas, or does it say like, hey, use this on your mustache lip? Like,
No. This is supposed to be it's supposed to be for the shower. Okay, like, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really read it well. I just said ass crack, and that's where I put it, and I tried to avoid the sphincter area.
Okay,
but it still got on the sphincter area.
Wait, but
it's you want to stay away from the really sensitive areas because it didn't irritate the colon, but it burnt, like it kind of burned.
So
the colon.
It stings a little bit.
It does sting a little bit. But I will admit it works really fucking well.
Does the hair take a longer time to grow back?
No, I don't know because I haven't felt it yet. This has been maybe a week and a half since I've tried it, and like it works really well.
It takes away
all the fucking hair. Okay. And like it might not take it away the first shower, but after a couple of showers
After a couple of uses.
No. After a couple of showers.
Showers?
Totally
just like stay there. I don't
know. My ass saying. Crack was really soft.
Okay.
Because when I take a shower,
Tisha in there after you're done? Like, Tisha, come look at this.
But, I wanted her to, but she didn't want to.
But
I wanted to eat.
I want to know, my hair grows around,
most of it does.
Butthole?
Yeah,
okay.
Most of it does.
Yeah.
I feel like you were talking about like your inside. Like
No. I don't have air inside.
Just like rubbing it.
I wanted a cleaner wipe.
Get a finger in there.
Yeah.
I wanted a cleaner wipe.
It gets all tangled.
Well,
I figured you were using like
all knotted up
4 to 5 fingers.
No, well, because like when I like
in the butthole,
you were just around.
Yeah, around the sphincter,
like it was your eye.
Are you disappointed?
Exactly. Yeah, your eyelashes.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. It was like my eyebrow. Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
Yeah, I was gonna make that comparison too. That his eye looked like his butthole.
But so like a lot of people think it's weird, but I shit maybe 3 to 4 times a day. So I wanted a cleaner wipe. I've always wanted a cleaner wipe. I wanted a cleaner wipe, so I did the Nair shower gel. And, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, when you have a hairy area and you get rid of the hair.
Area?
It feels weird.
Is that what you call it on yourself?
Feels weird.
I'm not that hairy, though.
Oh, like, I'm hairy in all the wrong places.
I feel like this is true.
I'm not like super hairy, but I definitely have. If you look at my legs now, I've got my dad shorts on, so you can definitely see my thighs.
Pull that. Yeah.
Let's get a live camera going here, live feed.
I'm definitely not sexy hairy.
No, like, I mean.
It's like not like when you think of hairy and you watch a movie, you're like, oh my God, that guy's sexy. No, I'm like just. I'm hairy in the all wrong place.
I've got it. So
no, I feel like there's no sexy hairy.
No, there is. There's some people out there that are sexy hairy, but I'm not one of those.
Okay, so yeah, like they have a nice like mane on their chest of hair.
No,
like,
mine's like that.
Me either. I have it in like the butt crack as well and stuff. And I manscape that with the same stuff I used to manscape. My other intimate area, the front.
Well, but since like manscaping your ass cheeks, in between your ass cheeks is kind of hard.
Well, that's what we're talking about. We had the cordless trimmer.
Yeah, but that can be really itchy when it grows back.
I don't go to zero.
Nair isn't itchy.
Well, I know it isn't, but I'm saying what method I use. I don't shave completely down.
Yeah.
So there's still it's very very small, but it doesn't itch when it grows back.
Well, Nair doesn't itch when it grows back, but I feel like sometimes, like it feels wet sometimes.
What? Well, it's because it's skin on skin.
Exactly.
And if you get sweaty.
Yeah.
If you poo-poo and you didn't wipe very well. Like,
well, I wipe really well because I don't have hair then. But like.
I know, but still. Like,
it, like
you can keep wiping. It's like a brown marker down there. It just wipes and wipes.
Not having a hair down there makes me feel like it's always wet for some reason. And it's because I work in the heat.
You're so used to... No, it's because you're so used to the feeling of having hair.
I don't think that's really like how much hair you have.
Based on your beard, I would assume it's a lot.
But I just want to say
and the eyelashes around your eye.
I just want to say that Nair shower gel works really good.
So shout out to
shout out to Nair.
Is that our sponsor for this
episode? For making my ass crack
smooth. Honestly, I tried it.
Thanks for our sponsor, Nair.
Yeah,
and I was
butthole,
too scared.
Butthole
of, like,
cleaner.
Let it.
No, it works great. Through. Like when I'm scrubbing that area.
Like, oh, fuck! Like I feel something stinging. Like I need to wash the shit off.
No. When I scrub that area, it feels really sexy.
So I want to ask Tara another question since he's introduced you to Nair. You know, he was the first to get a bidet out of this group, and then I got a bidet.
I think we talked about that. Yeah,
I brought it up like a couple episodes ago, but we get distracted and go somewhere else because I was about to ask him, but. My question is how powerful do you go on your bidet? Because I realize that if I go too hard, it starts to
penetrate.
Well, yeah, I wish. No, but it'll start to if like basically sting, like because it's taken off too much. And
yeah, no,
or if you, but it's also a combination of that and going having to go multiple times.
I'll go like halfway.
Okay.
Yeah, like
I think mine is pretty powerful.
How does it sting?
Like it's the same concept as if you wet and wipe too much and okay. you had crappy toilet paper.
Yeah.
And then later, like, you have
a good toilet paper.
And you use the wipe later, and that wipe was, like, wet and stinky, and it stinks. You know what I'm talking about? That stink.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It gets too raw. That's the...
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Like, did you get the one that, like, goes underneath your, like, your toilet seat?
Yes.
So, do you ever have to, like, kind of, like, lift up and then, like, have it?
I rock back and forth so it gets the whole butt crack here.
But so how do you dry that? Do you dry that off, or you just pour
I use toilet paper. Like I don't sit there and just let it go. You just do it for just a second or two.
Yeah. Like, is it a cleaner wipe?
Yes, and it helps with not having to continually wipe. And that's kind of why I got it, because I was like, like I just said, like you wipe and wipe, and you're like, is there a marker down there?
Yeah.
You just can't get rid of it. That's what I got it for mainly. Yeah, because
do y'all feel like the older y'all gotten. The smellier has gotten down there?
It just depends on what I eat.
I can tell after...
Like, you can tell, like, something...
You mean the poops or just this BO in
Anything. Like,
okay.
Down there, like when you go to take a shit, like, it's just... It's like,
I notice after working all day...
This smells different than what I remember as, like, a high school kid or whatever it was, you know?
I think it has. I think me and Alex both have physical jobs still, and after getting home...
No. Even me,
I know, but you work out and stuff, so it's not like I'm just saying. Like I know more from that when I get home and I'm sitting there, like after a long day, and I'm on the toilet, I can smell the whatever that mixture of sweat and gross. Yeah,
some
and
you're stuff just,
besides
there,
the
yeah.
besides the poop.
Nah, I would say that when it's hot, and I get home after a sweaty day,
right.
Like when I go, I mean, like when I come home I take my shit at home. I have to stop or hurry it up because it's not my shit that smells bad. It's my balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they something
smell,
like that.
They
yeah.
smell
so
horrible.
Let me ask you.
And like, sometimes I go in the room.
On your day off.
I sit in front of the fan, and I try to whiff the smell onto my significant other.
That's weird.
Just to fuck with her.
That's
because I think it's because it smells
that
bad.
Y'all guys were giving me shit about sniffing.
No. I do it to fuck with her because it smells that bad. I'm like, oh, I'm getting with this.
Oh,
you're off.
Of course. I always do that.
Hold on. You were off today, right?
I was off today. Yeah, I was, yes.
Yes or no?
Yes, I was off today.
Did you take a shit this morning?
I've taken like 3 or 4 shits today.
Okay. Did you smell like a... I mean, how do you smell something?
I really, like, normally I don't. What? I try to do flushes and like
crossfire. I mean, it's not even like just your shit. Like, it's just
I don't pay
area.
No,
like,
I don't pay attention.
No, you don't smell?
I don't ever smell my own shit.
No?
Because I'm sitting in it,
no,
so
like,
you can't
like
smell it.
Your crotch area, your
balls.
Well,
when I'm sweating, yeah.
No, like today.
No, I didn't smell bad.
You don't smell anything?
No, I don't smell anything.
But today you did? Or you do in general, like on a day like today, where you didn't work and you just went out and did something.
When I woke up and I was like, I drank some coffee and I was like, oh, I gotta take a shit. And it's like, okay, yeah, like I take a shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, like I don't, since I've had the job that I have, like I don't go out, like I'm not sweaty and stuff, like I'm not outside, you know, so.
Yeah, but you still work out and stuff. So I mean, like you do a lot of physical things to
right. But even when I like replicate. after I work out, I shower and then I go home, not home, but like I go to work, and then like I'm fresh or whatever. But then I get to work or whatever, and then I have my shit. But I smell like, you know, like I feel like it's like it's a different smell than I was used to when I was younger.
Well, your insides were a lot better than they
yeah,
are now.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're not.
I mean, I could.
You're probably drinking the same amount of beer.
I don't drink all the time. Like on a school night.
I don't think you really drink all the
school
time.
Night. I tried to get him to go out Thursday, and he didn't want to go out.
I don't do it.
I was off Friday, so that's the only reason I went.
So, but you're on vacation.
I am. That's good. On vacation right now. So, yeah.
Why are you on
vacation? Because it's just the weekend.
You're on vacation right now. Like, do you know how many people are going to be pissed?
On Monday, when they don't...
In Azle, wherever you work.
Azle.
That they don't have their mail coming.
Well, Monday's a holiday, but that's not why I'm...
But they're pissed, right now. Like, today, yesterday.
Because they didn't see me?
Yeah.
I don't think people give a shit about me.
They didn't get your mail.
They got their mail, but it wasn't for me.
Yeah, unless they were getting...
I don't give exceptionally good customer service.
So you're not the only person that delivers mail?
No, I'm not the only person that delivers mail.
Well, even then, he's not going to be back when the holiday's over, so he doesn't deal with any of that anyways.
Yeah.
But...
So, yeah. So, did y'all listen to the Lil Wayne album by chance?
I did. Yeah.
I listened...
Half of it.
I didn't even get to half, and I thought it was a little too slow for me. Quit touching me. Quit touching my sexy hairy legs.
Why are you all up in your toes?
I need to clip
them. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh, no.
Don't touch me with a hand.
But, okay. I haven't been touching you all. You're the one touching me. I listened to a couple songs and the first one wasn't a song because it's just his mom
talking,
crying and talking for 4 minutes. And then
I feel like that's very racist of you.
I don't like moms, rappers. It sets the tone. And then it wasn't terrible or anything. It was just a little too slow. And I couldn't there wasn't enough a catchy song to catch my attention. And then I was trying to listen to old Lil Wayne songs, popular ones, and go, wait, what's some popular songs yet? Because I've never listened to.
So, I mean, obviously you're not like a Lil Wayne fan,
right? I know he is. I've heard songs of his. Well, and then when I went to go back in the Spotify app, it was only showing the popular stuff, and it was the new album. So it'll list five to ten songs, and you can listen to those. But I couldn't even find those, and I was like, well, shit. And I was like, I'm not listening to this anymore. So that was my take. But it was y'all's.
He had 20 songs on that motherfucker.
It was more than 20.
It was 20 something songs.
23 or something.
Carter 5 had a lot of songs.
Either way, I felt there was way too many songs.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
he was trying to make up for lost time.
You look at the.
But I'm not a music expert. I'm not a music expert.
That's exactly what he was doing.
I'm not a music. Because
he was trying to come out with this album a long time ago. Birdman, Baby, whatever you want to call him. He was blocking the whole project or whatever, because Lil Wayne, he was trying to do his own thing, and he was trying to break away from Cash Money.
Cash Money Records.
I mean, I don't want to get into the whole legal thing or whatever. So, finally,
he got 23 songs.
Yeah, 23 songs. Okay, so this was like a 5 to 6 year old album that he was just trying to come out with. Because he's come out, he's on Carter 1,
the Carter 2, Carter the Carter 4. 3, the Carter 4. And
my favorite was Carter 3. Carter 1 and Carter 2 are good. I mean, this one was okay. It was good. It was just to me, it was just too long.
Too many songs.
Too many songs.
He had some good ones on there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He had some good songs on there.
I think it would have been better off songs. going with mixtapes with he was doing.
Yeah,
before, because he was doing the dedication for dedication.
I mean,
five,
he can still, the guy can still rap. Whatever. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it wasn't a question of his
talent
or the quality of it.
Yeah,
it did not pique my interest. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you send me.
What did I send you?
You sent me something. Some other thing I was supposed to listen to, but I didn't listen to it. I'm sorry.
I don't even remember. That was a joke. That was.
Was that not real?
That was no. It's a real song. Okay. It wasn't the album. It was just a song. It was something I made for. It's a country song by David Allan Coe, and it's very. It's not. Remember, it's just funny. It's more.
Do y'all remember? Okay, so
we can play it later, can we?
Yeah.
One of my, speaking of like music or whatever, this is a meme. From an old music video. Do y'all remember Nelly and Kelly Rowland's song Dilemma?
I love that song, by the way. And then I always liked Kelly Rowland.
There was a meme.
She was my favorite Destiny Child. She was my favorite Destiny Child.
There was a meme.
She should have been Beyonce.
Yes. Kelly Rowland should have been it over
there,
Beyonce.
There was a meme. There was a meme that they came up. They showed or whatever from the actual video that they did, and it was
now she manages the Best Buy.
It was Kelly Rowland.
She's a blue shirt.
Yeah.
Kelly Rowland gets pissed off that Nelly's not responding to her text. But then, like, it shows her, like, her little device that she's showing that she has in her hand. And it's, like, Microsoft Excel. So it's like she gets pissed off because she's just like writing a message in like an application that's never gonna get responded to.
It's not a message.
And every time I see that meme, it's just like, what the fuck? I never knew that's what was going
there's
on.
There's a like, site. There's a site that you can go look up that has all that stuff on it. I forgot what it's called, but it gives the origin and the history of these memes fucking, and stuff.
Like ridiculous. It's like because it shows like all the cells and stuff, and it's like. I don't remember like, what she was asking.
Very
or
tech
like,
related. Exactly. That's an IT joke.
No. I mean, because it's like you're using this app or whatever. It's like software that's like to do charts and stuff like that. And she's like, "Where are you?" Or what are you doing? Yeah. And it's like, and it shows it in the video. It's like. She's waiting for a response, and she's just like looking up, like, "Fuck, this motherfucker!" Like, didn't respond.
So
it's like because it's a software that you don't respond to. It doesn't make sense.
So is it just a meme thing that she's trying to talk to? Who was it again?
Nelly,
or were they really like talking, dating?
No, like she was. Yeah, they were dating, and then like she gets the text, quote unquote text from him. And it shows her a little two-way thing.
Right. Okay. But my question, I was just trying to make sure that wasn't just something in the meme. What was our whole thing? Were they having a bad breakup?
No. Yeah. It was like just, I mean, you remember like the time
he's like,
that,
I'm
gonna play you remember song. The, no, play you remember the song. Time that Kelly was like waiting a response from Nelly and she was pissed because she was on Microsoft Excel or whatever. Like,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah. That was a meme. That's all it was. Yeah.
So, our last full episode, we were talking about like bullshit superpowers, like superpowers that we would like to have that wouldn't
make
any
sense.
Bullshit
superpowers.
And like one of them was like we were talking about, you know, being able to make people shit. And like Hedda was talking about he was gonna go to the Childish Gambino concert, and we were talking about how it'd be funny to have that superpower making him shit while he was singing.
So did something happen at
something
that concert?
Actually happened at that concert that you went to? Is that right? Yeah. First of all, how was it?
It was great. It was good. It wasn't as I've seen him live a couple times before that. It wasn't as good as that.
Shout out to the friend that took you, by the way.
Yeah. Shout out to Brianna.
Shout out to B-Red.
B-Red. She got us some sweet tickets at the AAC. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever you call that. But yeah. It was a good show.
But what happened? Did you use your superpower?
I wish. If I had a superpower, I would have gone with the like shit your pants superpower. But it wasn't that superpower. He broke his foot during the performance while he was dancing and all that stuff. He actually he finished his main set, and there was supposed to be an encore after that. And we were waiting.
Now, do you think maybe he actually shit his pants and he just pretended he hurt his foot?
Maybe he could have. Yeah. Maybe he could have shit his pants and he was.
Were you just standing at the balcony, just like closing your eyes and squinting, like trying to willpower the shit?
At one point during one of the songs, he was sitting down on the stage.
Yeah, I just took a shit.
He was sitting down on the stage and he was just like singing and stuff. He's like, I'm gonna get up, you know.
But.
There was a mystery hole in the floor, and he just sat down on it.
But like during the last song, because This Is America, or whatever, like he walks off or whatever. Like they have the dancers, and he's just like, "I love you, Texas. See you soon. This and that." And he just like walks off.
It's great and to then be in Cincinnati,
but we know. I mean, like we know, like from his past shows, you know, this year, like he's supposed to have an encore of like four different songs. And so we're all like waiting and stuff. And
is there any like chants going on?
All of a sudden, like the lights come on. They start breaking down the set. They're like bringing the instruments out, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like no, everybody's just sitting out there. They're like, yeah, you know, they're all cheering and stuff, and no encore comes out. So we leave finally, you know, after close to an hour, I guess. We're just sitting out there just waiting. But we leave, and I get on Reddit, and everybody's like, "Ah, oh, well, this dude fucking broke his foot, whatever." And, you know, so.
So somebody used their superpower.
Yeah, somebody used a superpower for Childish Gambino to break his foot. Why?
Didn't you say?
He canceled the rest of his tour.
He postponed it. So I don't know. He canceled ACL. ACL is going on this weekend, man. And then the weekend.
Yeah, next weekend too. Because we were. Yeah,
but he's not.
We're supposed to go to ACL. We're talking about going down there.
Yeah,
I would have been pissed. At
A common friend of ours never responded to us.
Well, even when you asked him yesterday, but was he working? And it was just like his communication stopped.
Yeah. He's probably one of the worst people to text.
Yeah, I think him and his girlfriend have said
wife. I mean, she's basically his wife.
Well, you know what I'm talking. I'm not going to say her name. But they've both.
Name?
Who are you talking about?
We could say Gomez. It's not even his name. No.
His name, like his spouse's name.
Right.
Oh,
I'm basically saying he's gay.
Okay. Well,
wait, but they're married. I don't. Why?
They're not married. Girlfriend. They are engaged.
Maybe he's gay.
It's irrelevant. The point is that they've said
okay.
He's gay.
That they both been vocal about they are the worst people.
Pretty much, he's
to,
gay.
To reply to you or get back to you via text.
Yeah, they are.
They just that's who they're. Like,
he's always
they'll
been the worst.
Put down the phone or they'll you know they'll look at it.
That's
but
good.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's always been like. I mean, you can call him, but I mean, it'll pick up when you call and stuff. But
yeah,
like, even then, he might be busy and he may not get back.
I'm
to
gay. Because he's gay. Like I don't care about this stuff.
How did you know he was gay? When did this come about?
Because he lives with a dude.
It happens.
Yeah.
And we don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
We support.
Yeah, but nobody's. That's not. It's not. It wasn't. You're not saying it in a judgmental way.
No.
Or
I'm saying I'm just saying he's gay and we support same sex marriage.
Okay.
I don't judge. At all.
Shout out to same sex marriages.
Shout out to same. If you know whatever makes you happy, I don't give a shit.
Shout out to.
I want you. You know, I just want
Childish Gambino and.
I just want you to have the same problems I have. Like the famous comedian said, somebody joked about that once. Like they didn't care about it either because they want them to experience the same problems as, you know, our problems. So what else happened this week?
I worked a little bit. Did you hear about I keep hearing this commercial for
Truvada?
No, I did finally start seeing that in the wild. Really? Yeah, because like. I have YouTube TV, but when I if I watch something, it's generally not live. I usually DVR'd it on there or whatever, and I can fast forward through the commercial, or it's another type of like video on demand service that I can watch it. But anyways, I actually saw that commercial in the wild. But as you guys get distracted, but no, there's this other commercial that I only hear on the radio, and it's about there's another commercial. You can show me that later.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So, in the commercial, they're talking about how they're talking about hospitals.
You have the commercial we can play it?
No, it's not. It's I don't know where to get it. I never looked it up on like YouTube, but I've only heard it on the radio.
Okay.
And they're talking about using emojis in hospitals and trauma centers to like for people who are in pain or like have you know issues, and they're like, oh well, I'm the smiley face emoji, or I'm like this, and all I could think about was now they've had those type of charts like in doctors' offices and hospitals for a long time now, but now they're using actual emojis from phone because it's becoming more and more common.
It's popular,
and all I could think about: have you all ever seen Idiocracy?
Yes.
And so at the beginning when he goes,
that's the best movie ever.
Which I need to rewatch it, but I know at the beginning
it's
when he goes
good,
in there,
by
and
the way.
He goes to the doctor, and Justin Long's the doctor.
Nacho Supreme was the president. Terry Crews.
Yeah, very, very similar to what's going on right now. But made me
that's
think.
That's my
so,
president.
Like, you know, these people.
That's my president, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, Terry Crews.
Hey.
Oh.
I support my president.
He's going to water. He's going to water the White House lawn with Gatorade.
No.
Or no, what was it in
Brano.
The movie? Brano. Yeah.
Brano. It has electrolytes.
So, anyways, they're choosing, like, these things, and all I could think about was in that movie where. Everything is picture based. Like there's no word, nobody can read, and so when he walks in the doctor's office, it's like press this button. Like that's how you're caring, like to get help. And everybody there is on that same stupid mentality. I'm like, we're going that way. Now they're putting emojis on phones.
We will.
Yeah,
we will. I mean, one day
all the stupid people are going to keep having a lot of kids,
exactly.
And all the smart people
are going
to
stop.
Yeah,
because they're trying to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Like Jeff.
Yeah, we keep talking like
don't
like,
plan
we only
ahead.
So we have one. We have one child, one daughter. And
you're
today, with all the crappy stuff that's going on right now politically, my wife will bounce back and forth, like, because we're talking about having one more.
And but you're never going to have that one.
Well, that's what happens. Like, we see the stuff.
I and feel like it happened tonight.
You're like,
Earlier today, like, y'all went for it?
No. We didn't try
it. Oh, no.
Are you saying
I didn't? You said she's out of town?
No. You and him got that confused. She's not out of town this weekend. We talked about...
I don't pay attention to what's going on.
I know. It's become apparent in this entire group setting.
Yeah,
that you guys forget things and text.
So we can't be...
It could be something said in there, and you guys
So you're trying to say we can't be held accountable for what gets sent through text.
Sure.
So nobody can get mad at us.
Even though another child is what you're saying.
It could have been like thumbprint recognition in the text. Like, yes, I understand. Wait, what are you talking about? I never did that.
Exactly.
I'm
just saying, sometimes you forget what happens in the group text.
So... We've talked about it. We'll go back and forth about, like, we may not have another one. Why do we want to bring a child into this world if we're going to be dealing with all this bad stuff? And also financial.
Calm down, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Whoa, is Justin Timberlake been talking about that? Him and Jessica Biel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, because I'm close friends with them.
Oh, we like to follow what they do follow their lead.
Every time I talk to them and then I talk to y'all, it's like, I feel like this is repeated, like deja vu.
We're like them, but without all the talent.
Justin and Jessica is like Jeff and your wife.
September. That was last month, yeah. Thanks.
What?
We've said her name before.
Next month is going to be November.
I thought you bleeped that out.
No, I think it was even said on the half.
Yeah.
January.
That's right.
If anybody can guess, totally. Figure it out, her name is the... Has a month.
It doesn't matter. I mean, we've said it before. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Friday. Me and my girl, December. You said Friday. That's a day. Did you say Friday? That's not
Juneteenth.
A month. That's a racist holiday.
Why is that racist?
So you all.
You said it.
So y'all have been working on another kid.
No, we haven't. Saying. We've been.
Have you been practicing at least?
I don't discuss my
by yourself.
Do you practice by yourself?
All the time.
Hold on.
I've practiced five times since I got here.
August.
You practice by yourself.
August is going out of town next weekend.
Right.
So are you going to be practicing by yourself a lot?
Probably no.
Do you want us to come over and help you?
Sure. Yeah, Jeff, that wouldn't be by myself.
Jeff has let August go, September go. Now he's about to let October go.
I don't know what you're saying.
It's funny.
Like your kid's name.
My kid's name isn't based on a month
or memory.
I feel like it is.
No, not at all. Okay, well, anyways, the original date was we were talking about going to Austin next weekend.
Yeah. So Gomez, if you listen to us. Hopefully you listen to this and you say, let's go.
There's plans made already I've invited two other people now to record at my house.
Are you not going to be able to be here?
Yeah, he said we could if we do it early, which
I'm off that day.
Yeah,
so.
We can start at 5.
I would love
to
have those two guys here.
It'll be Chad and Scott. Chad's been on before.
I think Scott's really more excited than anybody else.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe if, I don't know, if Carl.
Scott.
Well, I know, but
Scott, you got to bring your own microphone, though.
You
want to ask Carlo? You want to ask Carlo?
That'd be too many people.
Not for that one, but he can come on.
No,
whatever.
We can just bring it.
No.
So, I mean, we can have a lot of people.
I don't wanna like to have those two guys on by themselves.
I want to have Scott.
And then you just want what?
No, I want to have. Never mind. We'll talk about that.
At least.
What is your fantasy?
Huh?
What is your fantasy?
Three white guys. That's my fantasy.
Okay. But, yeah, well, so for at least the first episode with them, I want just those two guys. But after that, I don't care. But I thought about inviting somebody else, and I nixed that because I just want those two guys.
Scott would be a good guy to have.
Yeah. And I think with him, with Chad there to help him inebriate him.
No, Chad's a stuck-up little bitch because he's in shape, and he's like, I'm buff.
Well, you know what?
My name is Chad, I'm buff.
When Hera told me he might not be able to make it, I was like, Chad's going to be disappointed. He wants to talk
weights.
Workout stuff for you.
And dumbbells. Getting your shit.
You can do that on your own time. I'm just saying he'll be there to have that discussion.
My name is Chad and I'm buff.
I will let him know that my favorite
Maybe we'll have a push-up competition between
them. Yeah, that'd be great.
My favorite push-up.
Can I sit on somebody like when they do the
cultivating mass?
Or a toilet.
That's not a push-up. That's a push-down.
Yeah.
Because you're pushing
Yeah, it's a workout.
You either do some
way.
Burpees?
Either way, it's a workout. That's
some, yeah.
Either way, it's burpees. A workout.
Yeah, I'll be doing burpees all night. What are you doing? Are you farting? Why are you standing up like that?
Because I can.
Oh, okay.
No, but yeah.
I wish you would stand up and hover Halloween over him the rest of the podcast like
that.
Would
that be funny?
Yeah. Just
Halloween is coming up. Are y'all doing y'all doing costumes?
I haven't gotten invited to a party, so if you're a local person listening to this podcast,
you're not doing
invite me to your party? Halloween party. I might let Skyland do one with her friends.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I know you were talking about you got invited to two of them already.
Yeah.
Mr. Popular over here. Listen to this
douchebag. Have you thought of costume ideas?
Yeah.
Like what? Are you not when it's
I don't want to say it.
Okay.
Yeah, then it'll give it
you
away.
You could list off some years past.
I think you've had the best one so far.
Ooh. Well, I've only had like two or three.
The one we had at Ship's apartment. You were Marty McFly?
Marty McFly.
No, that was at our... That
I
was
feel
at
like the, you're always Marty McFly.
That wasn't at Ship's. At okay, Ship's, I was K-Fed.
That's Kevin right. Fennell. And then we had two Britney Spears.
Which was completely
We had a pregnant Britney Spears.
And a young
and then
Britney.
We had a young Britney.
Right.
That day.
Yeah, and right. That was completely unplanned as far as knowing they were going to be there. And I also wasn't telling everybody what I was going to be up until that point. Because
he was very popular then.
Well, that whole storyline between them, you know, at the time they were like, they were the Kardashians at
that's
that point.
That's right, they
like
were.
I mean, even though... I think the Kardashians were on at that time. But either way, they were popular, and that story was going on in the news. And but I showed up as K-Fed wearing, like, I think I had overalls, a wife beater on.
Yeah, that's
right. I had the baby carry
that's
thing.
That's when Jordan was...
He came in as David Bowie from
that's
Labyrinth.
That's right, he did.
And only, like, two people got it, because we were like, what?
I knew who it was.
I knew it was something fantasy-based, but I was like, what are you? And then as soon as he said it, it dawned on me.
Yeah,
like,
that was a good one.
You and other Alex were...
I think, was it me and Big Alex?
Yeah, you were
Mario and Luigi.
Mario and Luigi. Did you go to that party?
I think he was there. He was.
Or were you
he
in Arizona that year?
He was a cholo.
Type of
dude. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He was a cholo. I remember my cousin Javier was working with us, so he showed up. He showed up.
That.
You remember that?
Yeah, but I remember Shibs was Chucky.
That's right. He was
from Child's Play, and then Candace was there. She was. We have pictures somewhere.
Somebody was Marilyn Monroe.
That was
Big Alex's girlfriend at the time.
Was it?
She was.
Yeah,
she was
Marilyn, she was. That's right. No, she yeah, was she was. Because I remember.
She was Marilyn Monroe.
And then who else? I can't remember.
That
Jordan.
Was a good party, by the way.
Yeah. So that was a good time.
Yeah.
But I did that. I dressed up as Marty McFly one year. There's been other times I've wanted to do costumes and I haven't been doing because at one point.
You get busy, man.
It got busy and then parties just weren't happening. Like, yeah. I'm sure you could go find somewhere to go, but I wasn't doing that. But I'm talking about friends. And the one I got a lot of stuff to do. But never was able to dress up as him was Burt Reynolds from Saturday Night Live from the Jeopardy sketch.
Oh,
Ferguson. And had the big yellow hat. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P. Burt Reynolds, but not Norm
MacDonald.
Yeah, but I was going to.
You know, he has a show on Netflix.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Exactly. Yeah.
I have my show on Netflix.
What's it
up.
Called?
Maniac.
Is it Maniac or Manic?
Maniac. What
I is it manic or I don't know. That's what we were having. Me and April were having that discussion when it came on.
I thought it was Maniac.
I don't know. It's spelled. I can't remember how it's pronounced.
You in September.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I already said her name.
Okay.
It's got to be.
We're making too much of a big deal out of it. I don't know why.
It's funny though. That's the.
Why is
the
that a question? Are you serious?
How do you?
I thought it was.
Well, look it up.
Oh my
so
God.
Did you complete the show?
Yes, I did.
So I finished. You thought it was good?
I finished season two of American Vandal.
How was that? Because I started watching the first one.
It's pretty good,
and I didn't.
I like it.
I didn't think it was bad. I just again it like
it's a, it's a lot of toilet humor.
Well, but I got the premise of the first one, but it wasn't like I didn't. I thought
because
it was bad.
And then Tisha got me to another series with Jessica Biel. Called Sinner.
Oh yeah.
That's fucking badass.
I saw all the previews for that.
That's pretty good.
I know it's already been out and it's. And they're just
it's really good. Yeah. And I've been watching, of course, Better Call Saul.
Yeah,
we're behind on
I fucking love that show.
Yeah, watch that. I've been watching It's Always Sunny. I've been watching a lot of current shows because I finally, like we were in the text group earlier, yeah, talking about YouTube TV, and you have DirecTV now.
Yeah, you can have my login if you need it.
No, we have YouTube TV. I love it. Like, you can have the DVR. The DVR.
You can have my logins too if you need it.
Cool, thanks. That you steal somebody else already. The DVR.
Shout out to his Hedda's sister, by the way, for the login.
Shout out to Hedda's DirecTV login
sister.
And it's called Maniac, by the way.
Is it Maniac? Yeah,
it is Maniac.
I feel like we shouldn't talk too much about shows. I don't want to drag it out.
I feel like you shouldn't talk too much.
I don't want to spend like 45 minutes talking about movies and TV shows because it just feels like you drag it out after a while.
Do you feel like a talented slacker?
No. Who are we talking about? That's not who I was talking about. I just feel like sometimes you.
I feel like you're just talking shit about them.
No, why? I support their podcast. They're very good guys. They're very.
Why are you winking at me while you say that?
Listen to them. Yeah. But you know, we don't need to spend an hour.
Why are you crossing your fingers and putting them behind your back?
We don't need to spend 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Why are you signing this piece of paper saying that you want out of town?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It says help me, and then someone slipped you a piece of paper and said get out.
Shout out to
you. You consider town as slacker.
Shout out to them.
The sunken place.
Shout out to talent slackers.
Yeah, no, for sure.
The number two podcast.
Are you in the sunken?
Yeah. Recording out of Haltom City.
Speaking of, you know which, what?
We'll go.
We're working on a script for a short.
It's called Jeffy.
A short movie.
No, it's not about.
It's called
Hedda.
Hedda
the movie.
Is that what it is movie now? Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be at the Grapevine Film Festival.
It will be.
Next year. It will be.
We haven't started filming yet.
We won't be the reason why it gets canceled this on Saturday.
I don't know what that means.
It got canceled on. Right. It got
why?
Canceled. I don't know. I got a Facebook notification that I got canceled.
Was it windy or?
No, I think some little short made it. Like they said, it was like, oh, we got to cancel this now because we put this short in here.
Like it was a really bad short. Like
I'm just joking around. I'm talking about a short.
I understand what you're saying. Oh, okay. I get. I understand. I was asking a legitimate question.
No,
really
that
was
dogging
on anything.
No,
yeah, I know because I heard it went well.
Huh?
I heard they had
Bobo, really good reviews.
Bobo went real great.
Bobo, if you haven't seen it, go on Turtle Moon Films. Check out Bobo, B-O-B-O.
I thought you said Turd Moon
Films. No, Turtle Moon Films. It's called Bobo.
You Turd Moon Films because it's a piece of shit.
Bobo,
whoa, Alex, okay.
It's directed by by my favorite brother-in-law, and it stars my favorite brother-in-law. So if you got a chance, check it out.
Quick question.
You weren't allowed to say his name.
Which one?
Your favorite brother-in-law.
Well, I got two of them, so shout out.
Wait, okay.
So this is the one this is the short they made.
Yeah, it was.
And then they entered it in this film.
Yeah, and then they get great reviews every time they see it. So
that's great.
Check it out. It's Bobo, Turtle, Moon, Films.
Bobo.
B-O-B-O.
Bobo.
You'll like it. It's funny.
What's up, Bobo?
Great director. Up and coming. I mean, I could do better, but... I'm not gonna try.
So, but now that
what
you
does
know,
that
the,
mean?
The NTX Spear guy's been.
Shout out to them. Did we shout them out?
We shout them out at the beginning.
Sorry, guys. I've been drinking.
I bring it back up because he's listed off other podcasts.
Yes, but he's shouted us. He's shouted at us out
three or four times.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
Thank you for
and
that.
And he invited us out on. That was what that text I sent
you.
Well,
I was trying to see because you
said November 11th is the Manhattan.
You didn't show the full, like,
you could just read the thing.
RIP. R.I.P. September 11th.
But they've been chatting at us quite a bit. They're a local
too soon.
They're a podcast. No, they're a Twitter guy.
I feel like I've already had this conversation.
Well, we gotta have
45
it again.
45 minutes ago.
Well, because we've been drinking.
I feel like you have too.
That's what happens when you record two drunk guys.
You love us.
You love us.
I have some notes.
Jeff, no, wait, Jeff. Well, let me finish my thought.
Say I love you.
I'm not saying that.
Tell us you love us.
No.
You wouldn't be here if you didn't.
No.
Say it.
This is purely professional.
Say
like,
you love us.
I'm only here because I have to be.
Say you love us. I don't need your fucking Mac. I got a Mac too.
I love that I can record in your house and use it. Yeah. Considering how I furnished half of it. This
you
bed
furnished
over here.
That one right there.
And that TV?
Hopefully one day my son will have sex on that like you did.
I can't remember if I had sex on this. Oh, we probably did.
I do...
I had to think about it. Like, how long have we had it?
You know about fantasy football, right?
Let me finish my thought about the local
North Texas
podcast.
Beer. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
So, I wonder, like, how many podcasts are produced here? And how many, like, where are we, hey, watch.
Are we really producing? Is this considered producing?
Well, I mean, we put out a podcast on a regular basis.
I guess we are producers, right?
We are concerned about the audio quality and length. And
I try really hard to make it very professional or sound good.
Yeah, yeah. So we try to do that. You know, I mean, we're still.
We try.
We don't consider ourselves professionals, but
Quality.
Good, yeah, quality, listen to all this stuff.
Quality over
but
quantity.
I'm curious. I was looking, you know, I was looking at some other podcasts and trying, you know, some of the numbers I can see, and some are similar to ours. Yeah, I'll take another beer.
Yeah, I'll take another beer.
Give too. Me with that. There's that peanut butter one in there.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter jelly time.
So what were you saying, Jeff?
Where we kind of fall on that, you know, I'm sure there's some really, like, professional ones that are probably popular. Yeah. But I don't know what they are. I don't know who's all what's.
Mad About Movies is one of them.
Oh, so they're
local. They're North Texas.
And they put out pretty good numbers?
Yeah, they're a movie podcast, and, I mean, they have biased opinions, but they're legit.
But they have, I mean, they have a good
following. Their production quality is really good, and they do a good job.
Well, how many listens do they have?
They got a shitload.
Well, how much is a shitload?
I have to look it up, but they got, like, they run... They're sponsored. They run commercials on their podcast.
No, that's my homebrew, but you can give me that.
You'll
need a bottle.
They're a local North Texas one.
Oh, okay. So that got me thinking. I was like, I wonder. You know, we're happy with our numbers. They dipped a little this last month. It didn't really bother me. Not like a bunch, but
you know what? If somebody's listening, if 10 people listen to this,
that's what I was getting to. Like we do it more for our enjoyment. Yeah. Yeah, we do it more purely. First and foremost, for our enjoyment to hang on.
Yeah,
and,
well,
that's
exactly what this was about. Is like you said, we want to put out a quality product. We don't want to put out shit.
Yeah.
But we do this because
this is going to be the sloppiest one.
Yeah. Well, no, because it still sounds good when you listen to it.
No, I mean, in terms of the quality of the content is sloppy. Well,
yeah, the people laugh to it still. But I mean, the reason we do this is because it forces us to hang out together and drink together. And that's basically what this whole thing is about, is to be able to, like, once or twice a month, we come together and we have some beers together.
I do it to get close to Harris so he can touch my legs.
We enjoy each other's company, and that's the whole purpose of this. It's not so much, you know, to get a million listens. It's the fact that we get together.
No, I'm here for the
and we enjoy our friendship.
I'm totally here for the million.
Of course you do.
Somebody but that's what I was saying, just basically, like, where we probably fall and, like, out of all the people who actually are here and produce podcasts, either amateur or professional.
All right, so I think we're going to bring this episode to an end.
Yeah.
We'll end it on Hedda's Masturbation League.
Shout out to Masturbation Fantasy League.
I would like to say that I masturbate to porn stars as well, just to make you feel better.
Oh, hold on. And I got my notes back.
Oh, okay. Well, let's save that for the next episode. We'll do a half for
music. I have recently deleted.
We're gonna. Okay. I think we're gonna stop right now. Thanks again for listening.
Yeah, we're on Twitter. DBOAT podcast.
What's the phone number?
Oh yeah, 682-233-2009.
We will play. Yeah, your voice messages on the episode. So drop a message, whoever you are. If you're listening, if you want to say hi, if you want to say hi to me, my name is Alex. You can say hi to me. If you want to say hi to Hedda, you can say hi to Hedda. You want to say hi to Jeff? You can say hi to Jeff.
You can say hi to all three of us.
You can say hi to three of us. If this is the only way you can communicate with one of us or all of us, say hi to us, and we'll play this on one of the episodes. And don't forget to hit our Twitter up at DBYT Podcast,
and we're on Instagram as well.
Instagram and Twitter and
we're on every podcast platform you can.
But
probably think of.
Like our main one that's associated with everything is.
What do you mean?
720.
Simplecast?
Simplecast.
That's our host site. But that is
our host site is Simplecast.
You can find it, but if
you go on Simplecast, it will show all our feeds. That's our main website.
It'll link. All that's linked through any podcast app you're using, whether it's iTunes or Spotify or Overcast or whatever.
I know when I do our Twitter, I always do the Simplecast link because it has all our feeds on there. But I mean, if you whatever podcast you listen to, podcast app you use, I'm about 100% sure you see us. But thank you again for listening, and we'll get you next episode. Next full episode, we'll have Scott
and Chad
and that guy Chad. Whatever, I don't know who he is, but
he's gonna be pissed.
He's a big meathead. All right, bye.
We'll see you later.